DeAndre Snowter. I'm a wide receiver at Georgia Tech.
All right, so you're big. I see that you're fast. And you were productive when you were on the field at Georgia Tech. So why aren't more people talking about you as a first-round player?
I think it's just mainly because of injury. You know, we played UGA in the last game of the season, and I suffered ACL injury. So I kind of suffered, wasn't able to do the combine, wasn't able to really show scouts what I could do, especially with limited production, only playing 2 years of football. So I think that's sort of the reason.
2 years of football, but a lifetime of baseball. A pitcher, drafted. Why football over baseball?
Mainly because of shoulder issues. I feel like if I didn't have shoulder issues, I could probably, you know, be close to pitching in the big leagues right now, but just take a different path. I'm just glad that I was able to do it with football.
You have any relationship at all talking to Demaryius Thomas or Calvin Johnson when they come back at all? There's a nice tradition of receivers, good big receivers at Georgia Tech, isn't there?
Yes, sir. You know, those guys, pretty quiet, kept guys that kind of keep to themselves. I haven't had a chance to talk to them. I'm pretty sure I would have if I would have came in to Tech my first couple years and played football there instead of playing baseball. But, you know, I still learn from them, you know. I remember going back and watching film on both of those guys, like before some big games, like watching film on Demaryius, watching film on Calvin, just see how some of the tips they used to, you know, beat certain coverages or this and that. So, I mean, although I haven't talked to them, I still learn from them.
The numbers say that you've got great upside, and general managers in this league make their careers on finding guys like you. So if Dave Caldwell drafts you or whoever drafts you, what are they getting?
They're getting a wide receiver that has a little experience with football. Smith's only played 2 years of college football, but, you know, they're getting a competitor and a quick learner. I feel like that's the reason why I was able to get on the field at Tech, because I was able to learn quick and I was athletic enough to go out there and make plays.
Gus loves guys who know what their weaknesses are. If you can identify them and you're not scared to identify them in front of others, you can get better, is his belief. So you tell me.
Yeah, definitely. Weaknesses I have, I can definitely get better with route running, especially with getting out in and out of my breaks. I mean, I feel like that's gotten better from 2013 to 2014, but I mean, I can make an even better transition from 14 to 15 and 15 to 16, whether it's a route running. Another thing is, try not to get too down on myself. I know, like, I know football, but I'm sort of new to it, getting back into the swing of things. So just don't get too down on myself. Keep a positive attitude, and that's it.
So what's your message to coaches and general managers and scouts that you're visiting with in the last weeks up to the draft?
Oh, my message is I don't want them to get scared away by the ACL injury. I mean, my path to this point now has been all over the place, from being high school, playing baseball and football, to not playing baseball my senior year, to playing baseball through Tech and then coming back to football, having not played for a year. So, I mean, I feel like this is just a minor setback. And then with 2 years only being played, I feel like I got so much more to increase on. And I feel like I can become an elite receiver in this league.